Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Thanks for joining me again. Really good to be with you. I'm David, and this is Step In, Bible Stories for Children. Tell me, who do you trust? Do you trust your friends? Well, this is about a man who trusted God. We can always trust God. He trusted God even when he didn't understand what would happen next. It's an extraordinary story. But before we begin, remember what we do first? We pause and we talk to God. And we ask him to help us understand the story and to live and to hear his voice through the words of the Bible. So let's just be still and quiet for a moment and talk to God. He is with us. He's very close. Father God, we thank you that we can trust you. As we listen to this story, help us to learn to trust you, to know that you're so much wiser than we are, that you can see things in a different way. The big picture. Show us that picture now, we pray. Amen. Amen means, remember, I'm up for this. I agree. Yes, let it happen. Okay? Right. Long, long ago, in a land filled with sun and sand, lived a man named Abram. It's going to have a slightly different name a bit later on, but let's leave that for now. Abraham was a good man, kind, honest and faithful. He loved his wife, Sarai, and cared for his family, his servants and his animals. Every morning as the sun rose over the hills, he thanked God for the life he had. One day, God spoke to him.
Leave your country, your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you.
Abraham looked up at the sky, surprised. Leave home, leave everything familiar. But then God said he would make Abraham's family grow into a great nation that would be blessed, and that everybody on earth would be blessed through that family. Now that's quite a promise, isn't it? I wonder what your friends would say if God told you that your family was going to grow and be enormous and will bless everybody on the earth. Would they believe you? Abraham didn't know what to do next. He didn't have a plan or a map, let alone a sat-nav or a phone to guide him. He only had God's word, and yet he trusted. And early one morning, he gathered his family, loaded the camels and the donkeys, packed up their tents, and with Sarai by his side, he set out towards the unknown. For many days and nights they travelled. The sun blazed by day and the stars shimmered at night. Sometimes Abraham grew weary and wondered, Lord, am I really going the right way? And always, deep in his heart, he heard the answer, trust me. After many months, Abraham reached the land of Canaan. He stood upon a hill and looked across the valleys, green fields, rivers, and distant mountains. And there God spoke again.
This is the land I will give to your descendants.
Abraham built an altar right there and worshipped God. He thanked God for his promise. Now there is one thing that is a bit of a problem when it comes to this big plan. Abraham was old. He didn't have any children of his own. What's more, his wife Sarai was old. And when women get to a certain age, they can't give birth to children anymore. So how were they going to have a family now, at their age? And yet, Abraham believed God's word. This is the land I will give to your descendants. Descendants, that means children, and children's children, and children's children, and children's children. And one night, as Abraham sat outside his tent, looking up at the stars. God spoke again.
Count the stars, if you can. That's how many descendants you will have.
Can you count the stars? I bet you can't. There are more stars than there are grains of sand on every beach in the world. Abraham chuckled softly. Stars beyond number, Lord. But I've no children at all. And God said simply,
Trust me. Trust me.
Abraham bowed his head and believed. And that, my dear friends, is what faith looks like. It's trusting even when you can't see. But still the years went on. Abraham and Sarai waited and waited, and sometimes I grew tired of waiting. Sometimes we have to wait a long time. One day Sarai said, Abraham, maybe God wants you to have children through my servant Hagar. And so Hagar had a son named Ishmael. He was almost 100 years old now. But God never forgets his promises. And he knew that Abraham trusted him. God made a covenant, which is like a big agreement, with Abraham. He changed his name from Abraham, which means exalted father, to Abraham, which is the much better known name, which means father of a multitude. Abraham and Sarah, which was the new name given to Sarai by God. Abraham and Sarah prepared a meal, and the visitors ate beneath the trees. Then one of them said, Where is your wife, Sarah? She's in the tent, Abraham answered. Then came the words that made both their hearts leap. About this time next year, said God, Sarah will have a son. Sarah laughed. Me, a mother, at my age. But God said, Is anything too hard for God? And just as God promised, a year later, Sarah held a baby boy in her arms. They named him Isaac, which means laughter. Because they laughed when they heard that Sarah would have a son when she was so old. God can do anything. They laughed. They cried for joy. The promise had come true. God had done what seemed impossible. Years passed, and Isaac grew strong and bright. Abraham loved him deeply. He was the joy of his heart. But then came a day when God tested Abraham's trust once more. One morning God said again,
Take your son, your own son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there.
I mean, could you imagine how he felt? His hands trembled, his mouth grew dry. How could this be? God had promised him descendants through Isaac, and now he was going to take it away? And yet Abraham didn't argue. He didn't run away. He trusted. Early the next morning, he set out with Isaac and two servants. They climbed the rocky path, carrying wood and fire up the mountain. Father, said Isaac, we have the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Abraham's voice was soft but steady. God himself will provide the lamb, my son. Must have been a long and lonely trip to the top of that mountain. At last they reached the top. Abraham built an altar. He placed the wood upon it, his heart heavy. Then he turned to Isaac, tears in his eyes.
Abraham! Abraham! Here I am. Do not harm the boy. Now I know that you fear God, for you have not withheld your son. Your own son from me.
Abraham looked up, and there, caught in a thicket, was a ram. With trembling hands, Abraham freed the animal and offered it to God in Isaac's place. He wept with gratitude. And he called that place, "The Lord will provide." From that day, Abraham knew that God's promises never fail, even when they lead through fears and tears. When Abraham looked back over his long life, the deserts crossed, the waiting, the tears, the laughter, he could see it all so clearly. God had led him every step of the way. Sometimes God asks us to trust him even when the road is hard to see. We might feel afraid or uncertain, but faith means walking forward, believing God will guide us. Abraham learned that true faith isn't about understanding everything. You never understand everything about God, because God is very complicated. He is God and we are not. Abraham learned that true faith isn't about understanding everything. It's about trusting the one who does know everything. So when you face something that seems too big or confusing, remember Abraham and whisper, "God, I trust you." At times, things can be very confusing and a little bit scary. And when that happens, say, just as Abraham said, "God, I trust you." Shall we pray for God to help us? He loves it when we just talk to him. We don't need any fancy words, just to be honest about how we're feeling. Would you pray with me? Shall we just be still? Lord God, we thank you for this amazing story of Abraham's faithfulness and your amazing promises of what is to come. Lord, we know that you have wonderful plans for our lives. We choose to trust you. Lead us step by step, even when we can't see the far distance. Help us to know that you are guiding our feet and taking us to a really special place, a place where we can be filled with your love, can know you really deeply, and can bless other people, introducing them to Jesus and showing kindness and love in practical ways and in the encouraging things that we say. Amen.